You will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Welcome back to another Tough Things First. I'm Rob Artigo, writer and business owner in Northern California. Thanks for having me back, Ray.
Hey, it's good to be with you again, Rob.
Ray, I recently read an opinion piece where the writer made the case that most successful entrepreneurs have one major trait in common. And I think you could actually go through the the vast list of great entrepreneurs and look at them and say, oh, they have a lot of different things in common. But this writer thinks there's one particular trait in common that the most successful entrepreneurs have, and it's being a good listener. And they use a quote from Richard Branson, who wrote this apparently in a famous LinkedIn post. And that this sounds familiar to some people, it's because apparently it had been widely circulated. But he says, nobody learned anything by hearing themselves talk or speak. And he goes on to say, the ability to lock in and listen is a skill that has served me well in life, says Branson. Although it seems to be a dying art, I believe that listening is one of the most important skills for any teacher, parent, leader, entrepreneur, or just about anyone who has a pulse. And Branson, as we know, is one of the world's great entrepreneurs and most widely understood or listened to guy on the subject of, you know, being a businessman. So most people, Ray, who have worked with you and know you well, know that you're up there on the list of good listeners. And so let's talk a little bit about that. Have you ever met anyone who sells themselves as, or him or herself, as a good listener, but won't stay silent long enough to hear what somebody has to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as Judge Judy says, you got two ears and one mouth for a reason. Use them proportionally.
Right.
You can't listen while you're talking. And some people just love to hear themselves talk. And so if you're talking, you absolutely cannot listen. So I break it down into two components of listening. One is called a willing listener, and the other component is called willing to listen. So a willing listener is someone like a doctor who shows empathy and sympathy toward his patient and listens without talking. He just listens to the patient talk about their issues. That's being a willing listener. And so most entrepreneurs or most good leaders are willing listeners. So willing to listen is like a student. If you're willing to learn, then you should be willing to listen. So that's what it refers to as a willing listener. So it has to start, we're willing to listen. So that has to start there. So you have to, first of all, be a good student. Good students have a willingness to listen. And so then if you have that ability to want to learn and understand, then you ultimately will become a willing listener. I know that sounds like double talk, but it's really not, because they are two different phases. And in one case, you're showing interest because you're trying to accept and understand that idea or their concerns. And the other is that you're studying, you're pondering, you're wanting to hear the information, and that's willing to listen. And so we need to kind of put our mouth in neutral and get both those ears functioning properly so that we do honestly spend more time listening than we do talking.
I was recently at a promotion ceremony for a military officer, a friend of mine, and he was promoted from lieutenant colonel to colonel. That's the military speak. That's the bird, and it's the bird that goes right before the star. So before his next promotion, if he were to ever get it, would be a general. And it's a big step in the military. And I went to lunch after the promotion ceremony with them, with the guy who got promoted, and another colonel in the Army. And I remember this very specifically. the colonel, and I've known both of them a very long time. And both guys have been in the military for 30 years. You know, they've been around a long time. And I guess being in for a long time is one of the things that lends itself to promotion. So that's good news on their part. But so the colonel that had been promoted some year or two before the other colonel said to him, he goes, "The one piece of advice I would give you is this. Say a lot less in meetings. Just say less, you know, speak less and speak at the end mostly." And what he was advising him was essentially that: listen, be a good listener. And you're talking about a guy who could, if you're a colonel, everybody's going to shut up when you start talking. And so if you're in charge of a meeting and all you do is talk, you're never going to get the information from the people around you. And we in the business sector, we have situations like that. We're in a meeting. People respect your position of authority. Say if you're CEO, as you were with Mike Rell, and you can be in a meeting with, you know, all your section heads and the important people who run operations in various branches. But then if you sat there and talked the whole time, you wouldn't get anything from them.
I agree. And so the key here is, you know, at Mike Rell, for example, I used to ask people, what can I do to help you? Or how can I help? And that now then turns the time over to them to say, here's what I need. And I'm listening then. If I say, what can I do to help? And then all of a sudden I'm telling them what to do without listening, then maybe you're giving the wrong instructions, or I'm not showing my willingness to help them. So if you say, how can I help? Or what can I do to help you? Then shut up and listen. If you're a salesperson and you're going in and presenting your product to a customer, you know, introduce yourself and shut up. Let the procurement officer or the procurement person tell you what they need, or, you know, let them speak. Let you listen. They're going to appreciate that more than if you're sitting there just giving them a sales pitch. I mean, we kind of laugh at what we call the used car salesman, because we know we're getting gypped. We know that they're out there just selling us a bill of goods, a piece of junk that isn't worth half the price that they're charging for it. And so we hate the used cars salesman pitch, because all they do is talk, because they don't want you to ask any questions. So, you know, if you're a good salesperson, you want that, and you have a good product, you want that procurement person to ask you questions, that let be a listener. Listen to what their requirements and needs are. If you're a manager, then, you know, when you visit with your people, listen to them. Don't just start talking, oh, hey, you know, what a wonderful organization. Oh, you guys are doing a great job. Praising is fine, but shut up and listen. See what they have to say, because you'll learn now what you need to do to improve your operation. So again, as Judge Judy says, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Use them proportionally.
And I had in that course of that conversation, that very same conversation, we happened to bring up the fact that, well, they've worked with politicians before, say the governor of California, for example, and I've worked with, as a reporter, been in rooms with governors and other major politicians, senators and presidents and that sort of thing. And one thing I've noticed oftentimes is that people will be called to an event. And these guys, all these military officers, said this, basically the same thing. The course of the conversation, you know, centered on this, which was you get dressed up, you're going to go to an important meeting, say the governor's there, and you're going to sit down with the governor, and you're going to be able to say you're a police chief, for example, and you're sitting down in front of the governor, and you say you want to be able to say, these are the things that our city deals with, and these are the funding issues that we have, and some things that you perhaps can do to help as a governor. But if the governor comes in and sits down and just says, you guys are, we love you guys here at the state government, and you guys are awesome, we love you, come over and take a picture with us, and then everybody gets together and gets a picture, and then he leaves. So he doesn't actually listen to anything that's going on. Don't you also run into a problem, not just a non-productive meeting, but you leave the people in the room with the impression that you wasted their time?
Yeah, absolutely. Because again, you know, we're there to learn, and being, you know, a person willing to listen is the key to being a good student. So if all you want to do is tell them, they're only going to remember about 10% of what you said anyway. So there's no need of going on and on and on because they're going to turn you off anyway after a minute or so of listening to you. So keep your dialogue short. Keep it to the point. Sustain. Use sound bites. Sound bites are something that stick with us. So if you're going to say something, say it in very short sound bites.
Probably helps they do it when you've listened completely through to their thoughts as well, and perhaps incorporate a little bit of what they said and talk it back to them.
You might repeat back what they said so that it sounds like you were listening. And that's another good key is to good listening is to repeat back what the person's saying. Oh, so what you're telling me is this. And then you go on and say what it is you thought he said or she said, and then they'll respond back, yes, you know, that's exactly right. So they now know you're listening and you understood what they were saying.
Great, Ray. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.